USARadio.com.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
That's us. Hey, that's right. Roll call. I hear our name. This means it's time once again for more. Back with another hour of the best in money advice, the best advice money can buy. And by the way, best of all, there's no money required here. That's the cool thing. It is the Bucket Strategy Investing Program. I'm Johnny Dean. Professor Rick Plum back with me once again this hour from Lucia Capital Group. Hey, we're talking about your retirement. We're talking financial strategies with you. So we got a lot of stuff to talk about this hour. But of course, as always, we're going to talk about anything that happens to be on your mind. Whatever money issue that you might have, you can ask us here because this is why the Brain Trust is here. We're here for you. You can give us a call. If you need to get in touch with the Brain Trust immediately, we do have some lines open right now for you. In fact, they're all open right now. Our number in studio, 877-PLANNER, 877-752-6637. That spells out PLANNER. You can also send us your email questions. You can send us your comments, whatever you have. It's pretty easy to do that as well. You just go to wealthed.com. You click on the Find Your Answer link there near the top of the page. We're all about wealth education on this program, so you want to be sure to check out all of our financial resources at wealthed.com. You can also contact the Brain Trust off the air as well at that site, wealthed.com. Everyone's situation is different, and with WealthEd, you got the opportunity to meet with a Brain Trust advisor to go over your unique situation. Know what your options are, all right? Trust the Brain Trust networks of advisors. They're, of course, available to you through a single point of contact. You call Professor Plum, or you can call any of the advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Their number off the air, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150. Off the air. Now, on the air, we do have room, as I said. Give us a call. We'll be taking your calls this hour, 877-752-6637. Maybe you're not sure about a certain life insurance policy that you had. We had that question come up last hour. Maybe you're thinking, hey, do I have enough to get to retirement? I'd like to know, can I make it to retirement? I'd like to retire, say, at age 62 or age 65 or somewhere in there. But you're saying, I'm not sure if I'm actually on the right track. You know, I've got 5 years to go or I've got 20 years to go. Give us a call, talk to us about it, tell us what you've got, and we'll tell you, hey, you're on the right track, or maybe you need to do this a little bit more. Or, in some cases, Professor Plum, you know what? You don't have to wait until age 66. You can retire now at age whatever you are.
Financial independence,
yes,
is a key issue. You don't have to retire if you're financially independent. If you want to work, have fun. Work. Some people enjoy working. But it makes it a little bit more fun when you know that you don't have to.
There's never one more free than
somebody with nothing left to lose.
Yes, that's right. So if you're not showing up to work, exactly. If you're not showing up to work just because you have to, and you know that, hey, if you wanted to, at the end of the day, you're tired of it, you can just call it a day, call it a career if you want. Hey, more power to you. I'm still waiting for that day to happen. Hasn't happened yet. I can't imagine not coming into work, but whatever. Okay, 877-PLANNER, once again, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. If you've got questions, we're going to answer them for you here on the program. Also, your emails, you get those to us at our website, Wealth, W-E-A-L-T-H, wealthed.com. I've got some here, Professor Plum. I want to get to Stephen's email in West Jordan, Utah, who says, I'm thinking of retiring next year at age 62. Would it be better for me to supplement my monthly income by gradually using up my savings over a 10 to 15 year time period, or find some kind of investment vehicle that's quite safe, that has a lengthy history of yielding, let's say, somewhere in the neighborhood of 6%, if that's possible. So he's looking for income supplements.
Well, there are illiquid long-term investments that can earn, you know, can pay a cash flow, not guaranteed, but a cash flow of 6.5%. There are those investments out there. I wouldn't want to put my entire portfolio into it. In fact, I wouldn't want to put more than maybe 20-25% at the most into it. But this doesn't sound like a strategy yet. This sounds like I'm just looking at investments that sound exciting. And does it help me? Do you need, so let's say you've got, you know, $500,000. Are you telling me that you need $30,000? That's 6%. Or what's the best way to get that kind of cash flow? The problem with doing it that way is we started off last hour talking about inflation. While we don't have it very much right now, over the next 10, 15, 20 years, we might. And if you buy one of these investments that has an income like that, you may or may not be able to increase it with inflation as time goes along, and you may have a declining standard of living just from a loss of purchasing power over time. So there may be better ways. Now, are you going to take your Social Security at 62? Are you going to wait? Are you looking to draw your portfolio down over the next 10, 15 years because you're taking Social Security or because you're waiting on Social Security? What's going on with that aspect? Let's create a strategic plan that allows us to meet what you're trying to accomplish. 62 is a relatively young age. You know, that's the 62 is the new 52 or so. So let's find out what it is. How much do you need? Do you need a 6% distribution from your portfolio to meet your needs? And is that over and above the current or expected Social Security when you retire? Do you have any pensions that you're waiting on? When I hear people say, should I live off personal money or investments for the next 10 or 15 years, it's because they're waiting for Social Security. I don't know if that's the case here, though.
Well, he says he wants to use it up over a 10 to 15-year time period. Now,
does that mean your life expectancy
now
is 71 years old, 75 years old?
Yeah, that's my question. I don't know. It seems to me that he's going to start using up his savings over a 10 to 15-year time period. What happens after that if he's still alive and he still needs the extra cash?
Or is that what he's looking for, creating a 6% distribution from, so that it hopefully replaces what he's spending in the cash for the first 10, 15 years?
Now, he's also asking about some kind of investment vehicle that has a lengthy history of yielding 6%. What kind of thing are we talking about here?
Well, the only one that's currently and expected to continue is real estate. I mean, cash flows from real estate is in that six-ish area. Bonds have a history, you know, especially long-term bonds, of paying that, but the history is tainted by the fact that we started at a very high rate and moved to what is now considered to be a very low rate.
So it's the average that's misleading.
The average, we're not in that environment anymore for bonds, and if we do have increasing interest rates, we're not even anywhere near it. And so the only one out there is real estate. Now, are you a real estate magnet? You have lots of real estate rentals or whatever? Or are you new at this game? So how do you want to get into real estate? And real estate has its own problems too. It's not the greatest thing in the world that everybody should be investing in. It is illiquid. It has long time horizons investing. Sure, there are times where if you hit it just right, you can turn around and flip properties if you know what you're doing. Or you buy into a soon-to-be increasing real estate market if that's the case. Well, we saw that back in 2003, 4, 5. Where it was going up pretty quick and we could get in and get out of real estate in a very short period of time with a nice profit. But that's not something that you can guarantee. That's not something you can even really count on. Typically, real estate is a longer term investment.
When you say real estate, what type of real estate are we talking about here? If somebody says, all right, I understand it's illiquid, but you know, this, if we're looking at something like 6%, what sort of real estate are we talking about?
Well, it's lots of different kinds of real estate. Obviously, some type of rental activity. Raw land's not going to do it because raw land doesn't pay any income. So you're looking at, depending upon how much money you have, it's very difficult in today's world to make a highly leveraged property create that kind of cash flow. That's more of a growth play, but it's also very volatile. You're looking at any type of commercial. You know, most of the time when we're looking at commercial properties, we're looking at multiple rental properties. I'm figuring if I'm not getting a 5 or 6% net cash flow, I'm a little worried about it, and I want that's kind of my little bogey that I want to get in there. But am I starting off with $20,000, $200,000, $2 million? Is it personal money? Is it IRA money? What am I going to be looking at? Am I handy Do I have a network of other people, friends, that can help me, you know, do the drywalling if, or electrical or things like that? The people I know that did really well with real estate, multiple rentals, you know, they had a specific, usually one of the construction skills, and they knew everybody else in the industry, and they all helped each other. This guy was doing drywalling for five or six guys, and he had these other, he had a plumber here, an electrician here, and, and so they'd all help each other, and they all built up their own rental empires.
But can you do this? Okay, let's say you have $20,000. Can you do this with $20,000? I mean, it's easier with more money you have.
There are real estate funds, whether they be traded on the market like a REIT index or something from a mutual fund company, or they're non-traded, or they're an interval type fund. You can get into it as low as $20,000. With non-traded investments, I would rather see 25, but I'd rather see you use a fund at that point. So it's there is access to these types of funds. But anytime that you're dealing with a fund, you're dealing with a manager. And anytime there's a manager, they're going to take a little bit of the management fee to do it. It's like using a property manager. I look at a property, I could buy it for, you know, $200,000 and the cash flow is going to be X, but I don't want to manage it. Well, I'd have to hire somebody to do it. So that's going to cut my cash flow a little bit. Still may be worth it because I don't want to manage it. And so that comes in handy. So yeah, you can get into it for $20,000. Obviously, the more money you have, the more options you have.
Oh, of course.
The more availability is out there.
Yeah. But, you know, I have somebody who's just got, you know, a few thousand bucks. I mean, it's going to be a little bit difficult to do. All right, I got to take a break. I want to take your calls now. 877-PLANNER. When we come back, we're going to put, so we were talking about life insurance. So I'll tell you what, I want to put Richard up next. Hang on a second, Richard. In Covington, Georgia, we'll get to your question. Slim in Tulsa is back, Professor Plum.
Really? Haven't
heard
from him
for a while. Slim. It's been a long time since we've heard from Slim. So hold on. Richard, Slim, and others, we're going to get to everybody. We still have some lines open. 877-PLANNER, our number. PLANNER. 877-752-6637. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, taking your calls when we come back on Buckets Strategy Investing.
Are you worried we may see another stock market drop like the 2008 collapse? In a new video, Ray Lucia Jr. comments on investor concerns.
They're worried about what happens when this bull market eventually ends and how severe of a downturn there may be for them in the future.
If you're looking for some potential protection from volatility, learn about the risk buffer strategy by watching a free video now at riskbuffer.com.
For those investors who want to take some risk off the table of their longer-term portfolios, a risk buffer strategy may be appropriate for you.
Depending on the investor, there are many ways this strategy may potentially be added to your investment mix. Please take 10 minutes to watch a free video in which Ray Lucia Jr. explains the risk buffer strategy and how it may work for you at riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com. A risk buffer strategy involves purchase of a variable annuity, which is a long-term investment product. Guarantees are based on the claims-paying ability of the issuer subject to their terms and conditions. Ray Lucia Jr. is the CEO of Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, an affiliate of Lucia Capital Group. If you were born on or after January 2nd, 1954, listen carefully. Recent changes enacted by the Social Security Administration as part of the Bipartisan Budget Act of 2015 may impact your Social Security benefits. The policy that previously enabled spouses at full retirement age to claim spousal benefits while allowing their own benefit to grow has been discontinued. This could mean the accrual of additional benefits may no longer be available to you. Changes will also soon be implemented regarding file and suspend claiming strategies. Find out the latest rules, regulations, and restrictions by calling the Social Security hotline at 800-838-0483. The call is free and may clarify some of the new Social Security rules that could affect your benefits. If you were born after January 2nd, 1954, you could be affected. Call 800-838-0483. 800-838-0483. The Social Security hotline is not endorsed by or a service of the Social Security Administration or any government agency. Lucia Capital Group is not affiliated with the Social Security Administration.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast and it's easy to use, designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
This year, I want to grow vegetables I can actually eat.
I talked with Kat about watering and soil. I even suggested she plant beans because they release nitrates that nourish the soil.
Ace is the place to learn beans really are the magical fruit.
Now through Monday only, print out the coupon at acehardware.com and get 25% off one regular priced item under $50. Offer valid through June 6th at participating stores. Limit one, exclusions apply. See coupon. Must present coupon to redeem offer.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-658-3876. That's 800-658-3876. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-658-3876.
Here's Bucket Strategy Investing. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, talking to you about your money. I want to take some calls. I said that we got some folks on hold. We're going to take those calls right now. 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. So don't go away. If you're on hold, we will get to everybody. We'll go next to Richard in Covington, Georgia. Hello, Richard.
Hello. I'm just wondering, after listening to you, for the cost of a funeral, I've got $5,000. Insurance, life insurance, or I guess whole life, and I'm wondering if it, is that enough for to burn me up or bury me?
Well, I don't know for a fact. You may want to call some local
mortuaries
and ask them what's it cost right now. You could even prepay for a lot of them and buy them at today's prices, so you don't have to worry about inflation down the line, and have that done and taken care of and be done with it. I know my grandfather back in the 60s bought a funeral plan, and what he paid for it compared to what it cost when he passed away in 2007 was a huge difference in cost.
Okay.
And so, but he was able to prepay it, thankfully.
Well,
it was really nice that he did that. I mean, it helped his daughters.
Absolutely. It can. Great. Now, Richard, how long are you going to live?
I don't know. See, I'm 72.
Yeah. Well, you're young.
How long am I? I'm way past due because I did not live a good life. And scripture says that be good and you'll live long. But I didn't.
Oh.
Now here I am. Here I am. I've had a major heart attack. They took some, put a bunch of stents in my arm. I've had strokes, so that's why I trip over my words as I'm talking to you.
No problem.
And it's I'm dyslexic. I look at an automobile license plate and I got to stop and figure out what it is.
Well then check
things like that.
Yeah.
Check and see what it costs, and if it's less than $5,000, then the life insurance, you know, keep the life insurance. There may be something left over from it after you're gone. So. I don't know what it would cost in your area to turn you to ash.
But that would be the thing. What on the average, like I'm paying a little over 50 or $60 a month. On the average, if I increase a few thousand, how much do they have? I didn't even look it up. I should look it up.
It would be expensive to increase life insurance at 72 with all the ailments that you've listed that you have.
Well, I have, I just bought this, what was it, three or four years ago. So that's...
Yeah.
You may be able to get, I mean, and the fact is that it's a fairly low death benefit, so they didn't look too hard at your medical history, but you're paying, what, $50 a month, $600 a year?
Right around 50 or 60, a little over 50.
Okay.
56 a month.
Yeah, it's, I mean, it's not cheap, but with your health history, it's probably a reasonable number.
Yeah. Hey, listen, Richard, I'll tell you what, if you want to hold on and get some more information, maybe we can help you out a little bit more off the air on this. If you have some more questions, please hang on and we can talk to you a little bit more about this. Now, he's talking about using life insurance
to pay for his funeral expenses.
Yes.
And he wants to know what funeral expenses. So contact a couple mortuaries in the area, find out what the funeral expenses are. And, I mean, $56, $55 a month for $5,000 is not the greatest investment. If you look at it, if you just set that money aside.
If you just set it aside 5 years, you're
okay, but yeah. He may not live 5 years.
Well, that's the thing. And so maybe he doesn't
care.
The
life insurance does make sense.
Yeah, and if even if he spends it for a couple of years, that's, what, $1,200, you know, and you get, what, you know, $5,000 back from that. I mean, that's still an okay rate of return. It's not bad. So, all right, Richard, thanks very much for the call. If you have questions, hold on. Let's move along to Bob in Cave Creek, Arizona, up next. Hello, Bob.
Hi, guys. I love you guys. Anyway, I've got a question. I'm looking at buying long-term care insurance for my wife and myself. Mm-hmm. I've got about $300 in an IRA, about half of it's in a Roth and half of it's in a traditional. And I was wondering if I used the funds in the traditional, if I could avoid paying taxes.
Nope.
You can't, huh?
No.
There you go.
Now, what kind of, you're looking to buy an ongoing premium long-term care policy? You're looking to buy one of these linked benefit policies? What kind of long-term care are you looking to get?
Probably linked benefit.
There are ways. Typically, linked benefits show up as a single premium where you take, you know, $50,000, put it into the policy, you get $120,000 or some number of death benefit, and you get a multiple of that for long-term care. But you can fund them over a series of years. In many cases, it doesn't have to be a lump sum. So you could start taking distributions from your IRA and do a 10-pay, a little bit more, and to build up. So maybe you put $5,000 or $6,000 a year in for 10 years instead of $50,000 up front, or maybe you take an equity line on your house for the $50,000, plop it in, and then use a distribution from your IRA to pay back the equity line.
Yeah, the question isn't so much about cash flow. It's more about taxes.
Nope,
so,
you're going to pay taxes.
Okay, well, that was that shoots that idea out of the water. It was just a thought.
Well, it's not a bad idea. I mean, you can still do it. You just got to pay some taxes, right?
And the Roth IRA is available, but I don't know if you want to give up the Roth tax-free benefits.
Yeah, and that's it, and that's the decision I'll have to come to. I thought maybe I could avoid the decision.
Unfortunately, not in today's world.
Okay. Well, maybe I'll lobby for that.
I would see a lot more people buying long-term care if they could then.
Oh, wouldn't that be great?
If they could take a distribution of X amount of dollars from their IRAs tax-free and put it into a long-term care policy. You'd see a lot more people buying long-term care at that rate if it was tax-free.
Yeah, and why they don't do it, I don't know. Bob, you got any pull with anybody in Washington?
No, but maybe we've started a movement.
That's right, grassroots. That's how everything gets started, right?
Yeah, no doubt.
Bob, thank you very much for the call.
Thank you.
All right, I appreciate it. What he was hoping to do was to be able to. Well, I mean, there's really no way to do it from a tax-free. You mentioned the Roth.
He has about half of his money in a Roth, so he could take money out of his Roth IRA on a tax-free basis, assuming it's either contributions or it's been at least 5 years since he started it. And with the amount of money that he's got in there, I'm assuming it's more than 5 years old.
Oh yeah.
He could do it from, but a lot of people. They like the Roth IRA because that gives them a tax-free benefit, and they're trying to find a way away from the taxes in their IRA. Use the traditional IRA in a tax-efficient, free manner.
But which is very tough to do. Now, okay, so let's explain very quickly what it was he's trying to do here with the IRA.
He wants to buy long-term care.
Yes.
He and his wife are looking into long-term care, and he's looking for a way to fund it from something other than his Roth IRA, which he wants to use probably for himself.
Sure, of course.
So he was hoping that, and maybe he heard it on some advertisement or something, or misheard it, that you could take money out of an IRA to buy these long-term care policies. You can take money out of an IRA to buy these long-term care policies. You just can't do it without paying taxes on the distribution from the IRA.
Is there any way to get money out of an IRA without paying taxes on it? I mean, even if you die...
Not even death gets you out of it gets you out of the taxes, but it doesn't get the IRA out of taxation.
No, the IRA, there isn't anything. I mean, there are certain things that will get you out of paying taxes if you own capital assets, like stocks. If you die, your heirs don't have to pay taxes because they'll get a step up in basis on it if they sell it right away.
But that's not an IRA. IRAs are different.
Exactly. So, and that's the thing, even if you buy stocks inside of an IRA, you don't get that step up in basis. So there is no situation that we know of, in fact, there isn't a situation where money coming out of an IRA is ever going to be...
Taxable money changes to tax-free from an IRA. We don't know that it happens.
Nope, I can't think of an instance. Okay, 877-PLANNER. We've got more lines open. We'll take more of your phone calls when we come back. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. This is Bucket Strategy Investing.
Del Wamsley here. When I need a mortgage for my income properties, I call the experts at Texas Lone Star. Whether you're buying your first rent house or a 100-unit apartment complex, Texas Lone Star can help. They've been helping our members for years, and they can help you too. So contact Texas Lone Star today at 713-802-0606. That's 713-802-0606.
NMLS 2930338, 1533 Heights Boulevard, Houston, Texas 77008.
This is a special invitation for business owners or human resources managers representing companies of 50 or more employees. The retirement planning strategists at Lucia Capital Group will travel to your city and present a customized private retirement planning seminar for your employees. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes have spoken to thousands of individuals about planning for retirement and addressed their concerns about outliving their money, stock market volatility, managing taxes, company-sponsored retirement benefit plans, and more. Now they're available to speak to your organization. This is a convenient way for your employees to get their retirement questions answered and learn how a plan can be designed to integrate all of their retirement resources. Call Lucia Capital Group to schedule a private retirement planning meeting. Call 800-644-1150. That's 800-644-1150. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes are registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer member SIPC. Lucia Securities is a wholly owned subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
A message from DAV to returning veterans. Thank you for doing your duty and doing our bidding. Thank you for stepping up and not backing down. Thank you for putting yourself in harm's way and putting your buddies' lives ahead of your own. Thank you for defending our freedom and displaying your honor. DAV thanks all veterans by fighting to get them the benefits and support they were promised. Visit DAV.org for free help. And again, thank you.
Life can be unpredictable. That's why you should take control of your family's future now with an estate plan bundle from LegalZoom. Not sure whether you need a last will or a living trust? LegalZoom's network of independent attorneys in 48 states can help you decide which one's right for you without billing by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. Plus, updating your estate plan as your family and assets grow couldn't be easier. Enjoy your life. Use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
It is Bucket Strategy Investing. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, talking about your money. We do have some lines open right now. 877-PLANNER, our number, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. We will answer all money questions that come in between now and the top of the hour. We'll also get to some of your emails. If you want to email us, you go to our website, wealthed.com. You click on the Find Your Answer link near the top of the page, and we will answer them here on the program. Now, before we get back to the next email, we had a I think it was Bob, who was asking us, our caller, last segment, about long-term care. And you had mentioned that, asked him if he was talking about perhaps some kind of linked benefit type policy, right, which is what he said he was considering. On these linked benefit policies, let's just talk for a second about what these are for those that haven't been listening or watching very long.
Well, they've become more popular in the last couple of years as the annual premiums for a traditional long-term policy have gone up. People have looked for alternatives to help them cover the potential long-term care needs that they may have without spending as much per month, per year for a traditional policy that if they don't need long-term care, there's nothing left. And one thing that has come up, they've been around for a while, but they've become more popular, as I mentioned recently, are these what they call linked benefit policies. Now, traditionally, they were based on a life insurance policy. So it is a life insurance, usually a single premium life insurance policy, where you put a lump sum of cash into a insurance policy, life insurance policy, you know, $40,000, $50,000, $60,000. You plop it down one time and be done with it. So you don't have the burden of the ongoing premium. Now, what that life insurance policy does is it buys a death benefit. So a $50,000 deposit may buy, you know, depending upon age and your health, $110,000, $120,000, $130,000 worth of death benefit. So if, heaven forbid, you don't need long-term care, and then you die, at least there's something. The death benefit would go to your heirs. Now, on the other side, if you need the cash, most of these linked benefit policies allow you to have access to the cash value. And they usually have a guarantee that the cash value, even after all the fees that are potentially being used to pay for the long-term care benefit, for the life insurance benefit, for the policy itself, that you'll get back at least what you put into it, at least maybe a 15 or 20-year time horizon that you can get, that you wouldn't lose any money, although you wouldn't make very much money on the cash value. But they also have this linked benefit provision, which says that you can have long-term, you can access the death benefit and actually a multiple of the death benefit at a rate of X, usually a couple, you know, 3-4% of the base benefit,
right,
a month for long-term care. If you go into a long-term care facility, you need long-term care stay. And however the policy is written, some will allow for home health care, some don't. So you look at it, you buy one that fits your needs, and you start using it. You go into a long-term care facility, and you start withdrawing money from the policy. It is taking it from the cash value, so it's bringing down the long-term care benefit, it's bringing down the death benefit, it's bringing down the cash value. The good thing, though, is if you use it and you use up all the cash value for the long-term care, that whatever death benefit is remaining is still there, until you've taken everything out of the death benefit too, then you still have more left over for the long-term care. So you have three possible outcomes. You die without needing long-term care, death benefit pays off. You need money, you have access to the cash, or you need long-term care. There's long-term care there. So it tries to cut across all of these different areas.
So, and as you said, this is normally a single premium type thing. So what you do is you'll hand the insurance company a lump sum of money, whatever it is, $100,000, $50,000, I don't know, whatever it is, call it $100,000. And you might get, out of that $100,000, you might get, what, $150,000 perhaps?
Well, it depends on your age. The younger you buy it, obviously, the more the insurance is going to be.
Yeah.
The older you are, the less the insurance is going to be. I think that's lesser of a point. But the long-term care benefit is a function of the death benefit in most cases.
Right. So you might get $300,000 worth of
long-term care benefit.
Now, as you start to eat into that long-term care because you go into a facility, that long-term care benefit also brings down the death benefit by the same dollar
amount.
And
the cash value.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, you're using up your money. But then you're getting an exponential multiple of the cash that you cannot invest. That, let's say it was a $50,000 policy that got you the $120,000, $130,000, and it got you, you know, $250,000 in long-term care. You can't invest that $50,000 to create that kind of long-term care benefit.
No.
But the thing is, the long-term care need is not a guaranteed need. If you have a guaranteed need for long-term care, you're not going to get one of these policies. The insurance companies are not stupid. You know, if you are already in a long-term care facility, if you've got an ailment that says you're going to need long-term care, and there are those out there, you know about it, it's been diagnosed, it's documented, you're not getting insurance. That's just the way it is. But if you're taking the idea that I'm 55, 58, 60, 65 years old, and I think that I want to protect against the fact that more and more people are going into long-term care or having long-term care needs in the, you know, as they go, I want to protect against that risk, then long-term care insurance is a potential appropriate investment.
Yeah, it's, you know, a lot of people don't, they balk at the idea of buying long-term care insurance because, number one, it is expensive, and it's gotten more expensive, and the premiums could go up. We're not talking about
level premiums. And with the rising cost of health care, it's not going down.
No, it's not going down. You know it's going to go up. It's a question of how much it's going to go up. And then number two, as you said, they may not necessarily need it. You say, well, I feel fine right now. I'm 60 years old. Yeah, some people go in, but, you know, that's not really probably not going to happen to me. I'm going to be okay. And if I do, I can cover the first, you know, 60 days and then maybe I'll be gone. So for whatever reason, people decide I'm not going to possibly need it.
Right. And you did mention, you know, 60 days, 90 days. There is almost in every case some form of a waiting period where the insurance will not pay out a benefit until you've been in the home receiving care, a home, whatever the benefit is, for a period of time, 3 months. And one of the ways insurance companies are making long-term care more affordable is to treat it more of a catastrophic type of an issue, where instead of a three-month waiting period, it's a one-year waiting period. You're on the hook for the first year, but then anything in excess of a year, the insurance company will pay up to a certain maximum. And so that brings the premium way down. And many people can afford a one-year term, but they can't afford 3 or 4 or 5 years. And so by having it this way, you have a little bit of, yeah, you've got, you know, a little bit of skin in the game, but you're transferring the major risk, the big time hurt, to the insurance company. And so it makes it much more affordable.
Yeah, and you have to look and see how long you're going to wind up being. I mean, so, you know, what the average
well, you
stay
never
in
know.
A nursing home, you don't know. So
and your health history, I mean, your health history has a lot to do with it. I mean, you look at your relatives, the people that are in the generation ahead of you, what's happening with them. Is everybody in your household, in your generational tree, you know, you're die quickly?
Right.
Well, then long-term care probably isn't that big of an issue to you.
Now, on these link benefit policies that we're talking about, by the way, 877-PLANNER. If you've got questions on any of this, 877-PLANNER. Let's say you hand the insurance company $50,000. You get some multiple, and I'm not going to say, I don't know what the death benefit is,
sure.
But then maybe you go, you know, you get another multiple of long-term care. What happens is if you go into a long-term care facility, the first thing that they're going to give you is your own money back, right?
Right. They're going to bring down the cash value. You're spending your money.
Right, exactly. Once that gets down to zero, at that point, the long-term care benefit starts to kick in.
We're just accessing the policy, but yeah, it's basically if you need a long-term care issue, the cash value is just part of what they're paying you.
Right.
But you're at that point, you're hoping you stay in for a long time so that you get to use the insurance company's money too.
That's right. Now, if you should use up quite a bit of the long-term care benefit at some point, because the long-term care benefit in these is larger than the death benefit, is it
right.
not?
At some point, the death benefit's gone
at
too.
At some point, the death benefit is going to go away if you happen to stay in a facility long enough.
And at that point, aren't you glad you had the insurance?
Well, you had the insurance because then you'd be flat out of money. Now, there are those who would say, well, yeah, but I mean, I could have had some life insurance and that money's completely gone. Well, that's why you bought it.
You wouldn't have had the life insurance either, most likely.
And it's not necessarily all that great of a policy if you just use it for life insurance.
No, if
right?
you look at the potential rate of return on the invested dollars from the death benefit, it's okay. Nothing to write home about. But it's there to help support the long-term care. It's a big package deal. And you're basically using $1 to cover a couple of different needs. And, you know, I don't know if I've ever mentioned this on the air. People have always said that financial planning is only for the rich. No, the rich have a dollar to cover this risk with. They have a dollar to cover this risk. Maybe they have $5 to cover that risk. The rest of us have $1 that we got to figure out how to cover all these risks.
Right.
That takes more planning.
Absolutely.
I mean, so
yes. There's a lot of planning. If you got $80 million, how much planning do you actually need?
Well, I got to plan where I'm going to take the Gulfstream this week, or
exactly.
Whether I should buy the Citation or the.
Yeah, you know. Exactly. You have to figure out a way to make it work for you. They're single premium, as you said.
Mostly the single premium.
But you know, it would seem to me that it might be a better deal if I just did some type of monthly type of premium.
It may work. I mean, obviously there's a cost to the monthly premium. If the insurance company has all the money up front, they're going to earn some money on that. And so if they're only receiving it over a 10, 15, 20-year period of time, they charge you more. The cumulative outflow is more.
But then if I give them $50,000 and then 2 years later I wind up, you know, needing it.
Well, they're trying to avoid that through the underwriting. They're looking at saying, we don't expect this person to go into the home for quite a while.
But something could happen.
Something could,
you know,
yes. And that is a risk.
And then I'd rather not have given them $50,000. I'd rather have given them, $5,000 or whatever it is. I don't know. All right, 877-PLANNER. We got a little bit of room on the phones. In fact, room on the phones now, a lot. 877-PLANNER. We've also got trivia coming up, what's coming up tomorrow, and a bunch of other stuff and some more emails. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, coming back on Bucket Strategy Investing.
It's one of the most common concerns for stock market investors.
Nobody knows when the next market collapse is going to happen.
Ray Lucia Jr. on the Risk Buffer Investment Strategy.
Really, the question is, how do we prepare for the next market downturn?
Many investors fear another severe market drop.
They remember 2008 like it's yesterday, and they're looking for ideas and concepts where they may be able to protect some of their portfolio. And that's where a risk buffer potentially comes in.
Spend 10 minutes watching a video that explains the risk buffer concept and where it may fit in your investment strategy. Now online at riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com.
Within the strategy itself, there's lots of ways to customize it.
Ray Lucia Jr. explains the risk buffer strategy in a free video. Go to riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com. A risk buffer strategy involves purchase of a variable annuity, which is a long-term investment product. Guarantees are based on the claims-paying ability of the issuer, subject to their terms and conditions. Ray Lucia Jr. is the CEO of Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, and affiliate of Lucia Capital Group.
Social Security rules that may affect your benefits are changing in 2016. Do you know how you'll be impacted?
My question has to do with Social Security and...
The Bipartisan Budget Act of 2015 changed the way some couples will file for Social Security benefits.
Are we each allowed to take a spousal benefit on the other?
The rules that previously allowed a spouse to claim a partner's benefit while allowing their own benefit to grow have changed. If you were born after January 2nd, 1954, you may have questions about the laws affecting restricted claims on spousal benefits. Call the Social Security hotline, 800-838-0483. Find out if you'll be affected and if there's action you need to take. Call the free Social Security hotline, a resource for updates on changing rules and regulations. Call 800-838-0483, 800-838-0483. The Social Security Hotline is not endorsed by or a service of the Social Security Administration or any government agency. Lucia Capital Group is not affiliated with the Social Security Administration.
QL1, this is Control. Ground crew is secure. Over.
Copy that, Control. Rocket's powering up. Over.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
Copy that, QL1. That is fast, like rocket fast. Do you think that's why they named it Rocket Mortgage? Over.
Affirmative, Control. That's probably why they named it Rocket Mortgage. It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose.
Roger that, QL1. So technically speaking, you could get a Rocket Mortgage at rocket speed from inside an actual rocket?
Please just press the button, Control. Over.
Copy that, QL1.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 33.
The know-how!
You don't need an air-conditioned steering wheel or high-performance supercharger to use Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil. Now just $5.99 a quart at Napa. Mobil 1 offers premium protection for all cars. Premium or not so premium. So give your ride Mobil 1 synthetic just $5.99 a quart. Even if it doesn't have the latest technological stuff. That's Napa know-how. General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 6/30/16.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. We're moving offices, and it's a giant pain in the...
Bubble roll?
What?
Well, Staples has bubble roll, packing tape, all kinds of boxes, everything you need to move, and all at low prices.
Great. That's a giant load off my...
Packing peanuts?
No.
Shrink wrap?
No, but now moving will be a walk in the...
Packing tape?
Sure.
Get low prices on everything you need to move at Staples. And right now, a six-pack of Scotch Move and Store Tape is $19. Staples. Make more happen. Offer ends 6/25/16.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Bucket Strategy Investing, Johnny Deem, Professor Rick Plum here for you. The Brain Trust standing by, of course, taking your calls every day, talking about what's important to you. Talked a little bit about inflation today, and we've had some questions on life insurance. We had questions on annuities and some claiming strategies as well. In fact, speaking of claiming strategies, we're going to be talking about that tomorrow on this particular program. You know, if you've got Social Security or you're going to eventually get it someday, you got to ask yourself this question. Do I feel lucky? No. Do I collect it at age 62? Do I wait until full retirement age? Do I wait all the way up until age 70?
Well, do you, punk?
Good one. Now, why didn't I think of that? Well, do you, punk? No. If you look around the internet, you're going to see all kinds of people making all kinds of claims about this. You're going to say, never, never. You've got to wait till you're 70 because you're always going to get you're going to get 32% more than you would have if you'd taken it at age 66. And don't ever take it early or always take it early. I've seen that. You should always take it early because you're going to get more checks and who knows how long you're going to live. And you don't want to have to regret it by the time you turn age 70 and get
Plus,
diagnosed with a disease.
Plus, they're going to take it away from you anyway.
That's right. Oh, that's the other thing that we're going to say. So anyway, yes, understanding your claiming options, what there are. And it's not just for the retirement benefits also. You've got spousal benefit options, different strategies for spouses. You've got different strategies for widows, widowers, or let's say survivor options.
Family options.
Family options. If you've got kids that are under 18 and you're of Social Security age.
Disabled adult children.
I mean, this could go any one of 50 ways. So we'll be talking about that tomorrow. That'll be in the first hour. And we'll see how long it goes because we could make an entire program out of that. We were told we shouldn't, but you never know. Well, I mean, you can't do it a whole show on one topic. I mean, that's, you know, but it's important. It's important to a lot of people. Okay, let's get to today's trivia. Is that next? Yes, trivia. I lost a day. I'd say today is Thursday, right? Yes, if you're watching live. Today's trivia comes to us from the wonderful Peter G. Peterson Foundation. They love this stuff. But actually, this is just a statistic. So, you know, this statistic says this: 90% of American taxpayers pay more in payroll taxes, which they say that support Social Security, Medicare, and unemployment benefits. Then they pay in federal income tax.
And that is a very true issue.
So you've seen that personally, you're saying.
Oh, very much so. Very, very much so.
How is that? Somebody might say, well, how is that? You know, your FICA, your Medicare and all that stuff. How is it possible that that amount could be more than your actual income tax being paid?
Well, because FICA is paid on my wages. So let's say I'm a single taxpayer. I make $50,000. I pay 7.65% of that in FICA taxes. I pay about 1%, depending on the state, in state disability insurance and things of that nature. So I'm paying 8 or 9% on the full $50,000 of my earnings, right? Now, from an income tax standpoint, single individual, I take $50,000. I reduce it by my standard deduction, a little over $6,000. I reduce it by my personal exemption, or I reduce it by my itemized deductions and my personal exemption. So I'm bringing my taxable income down to a much lower number, down to $30,000, down to $35,000, $40,000. And so I'm only paying, and then the first $10,000 of that, mm-hmm. I pay $10,000. So in many cases, I'm paying more, and especially when you consider that the amount of money that I'm paying for Social Security as an employee is only half the money I'm actually paying. There's another half that's being paid by the employer. So the reality is I'm paying about 15% of that $50,000, 16% when you include unemployment and things like that, of my wages in payroll taxes, where I'm probably in the average bracket of 7 or 8% for income taxes, because I get to reduce my income for income tax purposes. I don't get to reduce it for FICA and FUTA and the other things. And so self-employed have it the worst, and the worst. I mean, I've been there myself.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
I was talking with a friend of mine the other day, and his son has moved from one employer. He switched jobs, switched careers. His old employer really wants him to help them in the transition after, because they really wanted to keep him. They just couldn't afford to pay him what the other place was paying him. And so they said, we'll pay you as a 1099 contractor. Just come back and consult with us. Get this transition. And so my friend was asking me, okay, if he's a consultant, how much is he going to have to basically hold off to the side or increase his withholding to pay for the taxes that he's going to owe on that consulting income? And I said, well, he's under 118,000 total income, 118,500. And he goes, oh, yeah, he's 26 years old. He's not making that much kind of money yet. But he's making good money. And so he's going to end up paying 15.3% self-employment tax on the profit of this consulting gig. And he doesn't have any expenses to it. He's going to pay federal income taxes. Now, federal income tax, because of the way how much money he's making, he is in the 25% federal income tax bracket. But so he's paying 25% federal income tax, 15% self-employment tax, and he lives in a state that has a state income tax. So 25, 15, and 10, yeah, I figure he's going to have to set aside about 50%.
50% for taxes?
Yes. Now, half of the self-employment tax is deductible against the income
tax. Well, sure,
tax.
Because that's the employer half,
yeah.
that goes
but
toward...
But still, it's a big number. Well, I saw the gentleman and his son over the weekend. I go, so how much of that consulting into you? He goes, none. I'm not doing it. He goes, it's not worth it to me.
It's not worth it to take a 50%.
To work weekends and nights, because he's got another full-time job.
Right,
he goes, it's not worth weekend and nights. He goes, unless they basically give me a big increase in what they were paying me before, I'm not going to do it.
Now, what he's going to have to do, because you mentioned he's got to pay the 15.3%, which is a self-employment tax, which means that he's got to actually pay himself a salary.
No, he doesn't have to pay himself a salary.
He just has to take it out? I mean, why? He's consulting.
He just has to pay in.
I guess because he's not really incorporated here.
He's
right?
not incorporated. He's a self-employed individual.
But he's still going to be responsible for, I mean, is this going to go on the Schedule C? Where is this going to go?
It goes on Schedule SE, self-employment, and it goes on the 1040 form.
So you say, here's how much I made, and by the way, here's an extra 15.3%.
Self-employed individual is going to file a Schedule C that shows his net self-employment income or hers.
Yes.
Starts with gross receipts, cost of business, then it comes to a bottom line, this is my profit. They take that profit, and they put it over on the SE, form SE.
And then they really get to work on it.
That's where they calculate how much self-employment tax they get to do. And then there's a couple other movements, but that all comes over to the 1040.
But if you don't have any expenses or anything like that, there's nothing to write
still
off.
Schedule C.
You still got to do it, and it's not going to reduce your income a whole lot.
But you do get to reduce it, the net take-home, because of you get to pay taxes on it.
That's just
50%
lovely.
On this individual's area.
Yeah. All right, I say the same thing. Forget it. It's not worth it. We're out of time for this hour. If you need the Brain Trust off the air, you can talk to Professor Plum or any of the Lucia Capital Group advisors about any money situation that you have or anything that you hear on this program. 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150. For Professor Rick Plum, I'm Johnny Dean. It's Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.